Unit 5. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension.
Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1.
The Pakistani military says it has defeated militants in the main town in Swat Valley. Major General Attar Abbas told reporters Saturday that government forces now control Mingora, but he says the battle is far from over. The military spokesman said 25 militants were killed during military operations over the past 24 hours. Two top Taliban commanders are among the dead. The United Nations estimates more than 2 million people have fled the fighting in Pakistan's northwest in the past month. Pakistani Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani said Saturday the government would take full care of those forced to flee their homes because of the fighting. Pakistan's military spokesman said medical teams have reached Mingora and that gas supplies are being re-established. He said it would take 2 weeks to return electricity.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
The Pakistani military says it has defeated militants in the main town in Swat Valley. Major General Attar Abbas told reporters Saturday that government forces now control Mingora, but he says the battle is far from over. The military spokesman said 25 militants were killed during military operations over the past 24 hours. Two top Taliban commanders are among the dead. The United Nations estimates more than 2 million people have fled the fighting in Pakistan's northwest in the past month. Pakistani Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani said Saturday the government would take full care of those forced to flee their homes because of the fighting. Pakistan's military spokesman said medical teams have reached Mingora and that gas supplies are being re-established. He said it would take 2 weeks to return electricity.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
The Pakistani military says it has defeated militants in the main town in Swat Valley. Major General Attar Abbas told reporters Saturday that government forces now control Mingora, but he says the battle is far from over. The military spokesman said 25 militants were killed during military operations over the past 24 hours. Two top Taliban commanders are among the dead. The United Nations estimates more than 2 million people have fled the fighting in Pakistan's northwest in the past month. Pakistani Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani said Saturday the government would take full care of those forced to flee their homes because of the fighting. Pakistan's military spokesman said medical teams have reached Mingora and that gas supplies are being re-established. He said it would take 2 weeks to return electricity. Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 4.
Police have arrested a former Iraqi trade minister in connection with corruption after he tried to leave the country. The chairman of a parliamentary committee, Sabah al-Saidi, told reporters Saturday that ex-minister Fala al-Sudani had tried to escape on a plane headed to the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Sudani resigned earlier this month. He was questioned by Parliament about charges that his relatives at the trade ministry took illegal payments in return for import deals. The trade ministry buys sugar, lentils and other food and goods to supply a national program. The accusations led to the arrest of one of the former minister's brothers and caused another to go into hiding.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 5.
Police have arrested a former Iraqi trade minister in connection with corruption after he tried to leave the country. The chairman of a parliamentary committee, Sabah al-Saidi, told reporters Saturday that ex-minister Fala al-Sudani had tried to escape on a plane headed to the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Sudani resigned earlier this month. He was questioned by Parliament about charges that his relatives at the Trade Ministry took illegal payments in return for import deals. The Trade Ministry buys sugar, lentils, and other food and goods to supply a national program. The accusations led to the arrest of one of the former minister's brothers and caused another to go into hiding.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
Police have arrested a former Iraqi trade minister in connection with corruption after he tried to leave the country. The chairman of a parliamentary committee, Sabah Al-Saidi, told reporters Saturday that ex-minister Fala Al-Sudani had tried to escape on a plane headed to the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Sudani resigned earlier this month. He was questioned by Parliament about charges that his relatives at the Trade Ministry took illegal payments in return for import deals. The Trade Ministry buys sugar, lentils, and other food and goods to supply a national program. The accusations led to the arrest of one of the former minister's brothers and caused another to go into hiding. Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7.
Iran says it has executed 3 men found guilty of involvement in a deadly attack on a Muslim religious center Thursday. Iranian news agency said the 3 men were hanged in public early Saturday in Zahedan. The execution took place near where the suicide bomb attack killed 25 people 2 days earlier. A local official told the state news agency, IRNA, that the 3 were charged with supplying the explosives used in the attack. He said the men had been arrested before the attack. He also said they admitted that they brought the explosives into Iran and gave them to the main person responsible for the bombing.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8.
Iran says it has executed 3 men found guilty of involvement in a deadly attack on a Muslim religious center Thursday. Iranian news agency said the 3 men were hanged in public early Saturday in Zahedan. The execution took place near where the suicide bomb attack killed 25 people 2 days earlier. A local official told the state news agency, IRNA, that the 3 were charged with supplying the explosives used in the attack. He said the men had been arrested before the attack. He also said they admitted that they brought the explosives into Iran and gave them to the main person responsible for the bombing.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
Iran says it has executed 3 men found guilty of involvement in a deadly attack on a Muslim religious center Thursday. Iranian news agency said the 3 men were hanged in public early Saturday in Zahedan. The execution took place near where the suicide bomb attack killed 25 people 2 days earlier. A local official told the state news agency, IRNA, that the 3 were charged with supplying the explosives used in the attack. He said the men had been arrested before the attack. He also said they admitted that they brought the explosives into Iran and gave them to the main person responsible for the bombing. Task 4. Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12.
Not everybody reads the daily newspaper. People who do not read newspapers are sometimes referred to as non-readers. Early research has shown that non-readers are generally low in education, low in income, either very young or very old. In addition, non-readers are more likely to live in rural areas and have less contact with neighbors and friends. Other studies show that non-readers tend to isolate themselves from the community and are less likely to own a home and seldom belong to local voluntary organizations. Why don't these people read the daily paper? They say they don't have the time. They prefer radio or TV. They have no interest in reading a tale, and besides, they think newspapers are too expensive. Recent surveys, however, have indicated the portrait of the non-reader is more complicated than first thought. There appears to be a group of non-readers that do not fit the type mentioned above. They are high in income and fall into the age group of 26 to 65. They are far more likely to report that they don't have the time to read the papers and they have no interest in the content. Editors and publishers are attempting to win them back. First, they are adding news briefs and comprehensive indexes. This will help overcome the time problem. And they are also giving variety to newspaper content to help build the reader's interest. Not everybody reads the daily newspaper. People who do not read newspapers are sometimes referred to as non-readers. Early research has shown that non-readers are generally low in education, low in income, either very young or very old. In addition, non-readers are more likely to live in rural areas and have less contact with neighbors and friends. Other studies show that non-readers tend to isolate themselves from the community and are less likely to own a home and seldom belong to local voluntary organizations. Why don't these people read the daily paper? They say they don't have the time. They prefer radio or TV. They have no interest in reading a tale, and besides, they think newspapers are too expensive. Recent surveys, however, have indicated the portrait of the non-reader is more complicated than first thought. There appears to be a group of non-readers that do not fit the type mentioned above. They are high in income and fall into the age group of 26 to 65. They are far more likely to report that they don't have the time to read the papers and they have no interest in the content. Editors and publishers are attempting to win them back. First, they are adding news briefs and comprehensive indexes. This will help overcome the time problem. And they are also giving variety to newspaper content to help build the reader's interest. Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks.
Task 1. Listening and dictation. Has the war started?
Sir, you should have made your presence known.
In the middle of that beautiful love scene? That wouldn't have been very tactful, would it? But don't worry, your secret is safe with me.
Sir, you're no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady. Don't think that I hold that against you. Ladies have never held any charm for me.
First you take a low, common advantage of me, then you insult me.
I meant it as a compliment, and I hope to see more of you when you're free of the spell of the elegant Mr. Wilkes. He doesn't strike me as half good enough for a girl of your, what was it, your passion for living?
How dare you? You aren't fit to wipe his boots.
And you were going to hate him for the rest of your life, ha.
Several years later, near the end of the Civil War. Why did you stop?
This is the turn to Tara. I let the horse breathe a bit. Mrs. Wilkes.
Miss Melody Dunn fainted away back, Captain Butler.
She's probably better off. She couldn't stand the pain if she were conscious. Scarlett, are you still determined to do this crazy thing?
Oh, yes, yes. I know we can get through it. I'm sure we can.
Not we, my dear. You. I'm leaving you here.
You're what? Rhett, where are you going?
I'm going, my dear, to join the army.
Oh, you're joking. I could kill you for scaring me so.
I'm very serious, Scarlett. I'm going to join up with our brave lads in grey.
But they are running away.
Oh, no. They'll turn and make a last stand if I know anything about them. And when they do, I'll be with them. I'm a little late, but better late than...
Rhett, you must be joking.
Selfish to the end, aren't you? Thinking of your own precious hide with never a thought for the noble cause.
Rhett, How could you do this to me? And why should you go now that after it's all over and I need you? Why? Why?
Why? Maybe it's because I've always had a weakness for lost causes, once they're really lost. Or maybe I'm ashamed of myself. Who knows?
You should die of shame to leave me here alone and helpless.
You? Helpless? Heaven help the Yankees if they capture you. Now, climb down here. I want to say goodbye.
No.
Climb down.
Oh, Red, please don't go. You can't leave me. Please. I'll never forgive you.
I'm not asking you to forgive me. I'll never understand or forgive myself. And if a bullet gets me, so help me, I'll laugh at myself for being an idiot. But there's one thing that I do know, and that is, I love you, Scarlet. In spite of you and me and the whole silly world going to pieces around us, I love you. Because we're alike. Bad lots, both of us. Selfish and shrewd. But able to look things in the eyes and call them by their right names. Has the war started?
Sir, you should have made your presence known.
In the middle of that beautiful love scene? That wouldn't have been very tactful, would it? But don't worry, your secret is safe with me.
Sir, you're no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady. Don't think that I hold that against you. Ladies have never held any charm for me.
First you take a low, common advantage of me, then you insult me.
I meant it as a compliment, and I hope to see more of you when you're free of the spell of the elegant Mr. Wilkes. He doesn't strike me as half good enough for a girl of your, what was it, your passion for living?
How dare you? You aren't fit to wipe his boots.
And you were going to hate him for the rest of your life, ha ha.
Several years later, near the end of the Civil War. Why did you stop?
This is the turn to Tara. I let the horse breathe a bit. Mrs. Wilkes.
Miss Melody Dunn fainted away back, Captain Butler.
She's probably better off. She couldn't stand the pain if she were conscious. Scarlet, are you still determined to do this crazy thing?
Oh, yes, yes. I know we can get through it. I'm sure we can.
Not we, my dear. You. I'm leaving you here.
You're what? Rhett, where are you going?
I'm going, my dear, to join the army.
Oh, you're joking. I could kill you for scaring me so.
I'm very serious, Scarlet. I'm going to join up with our brave lads in grey.
But they're running away.
Oh, no. They'll turn and make a last stand if I know anything about them. And when they do, I'll be with them. I'm a little late, but better late than...
Rhett, you must be joking.
Selfish to the end, aren't you? Thinking of your own precious hide with never a thought for the noble cause.
Rhett, how could you do this to me? And why should you go now that after it's all over and I need you? Why? Why?
Why? Maybe it's because I've always had a weakness for lost causes, once they're really lost. Or maybe I'm ashamed of myself. Who knows?
You should die of shame to leave me here alone and helpless.
You? Helpless? Heaven help the Yankees if they capture you. Now, climb down here. I want to say goodbye.
No.
Climb down.
Oh, Red, please don't go. You can't leave me. Please. I'll never forgive you.
I'm not asking you to forgive me. I'll never understand or forgive myself. And if a bullet gets me, so help me, I'll laugh at myself for being an idiot. But there's one thing that I do know, and that is, I love you, Scarlet. In spite of you and me and the whole silly world going to pieces around us, I love you. Because we're alike. Bad lots, both of us. Selfish and shrewd. But able to look things in the eyes and call them by their right names.